Good day, everyone. My name is Ms. Cole, and welcome to Mathematics in the Real World. Today is June 23rd, 2019, and I'm hanging out in the math lab, where all the cool math things happen. We're going to dive into how we will use math when we grow up. I don't know about you, but teachers, how many times have you heard, "When will I ever use this when I grow up?" We use math in telling time, shopping, cooking, decorating, driving, and so much more. Oftentimes, we find it hard to explain, but we really use math every single day. Did you know that you use math even when you're grocery shopping? Yes, it is true. Let me tell you a story. I went grocery shopping yesterday to buy a few things for dinner. I only had a $20 bill to spend, and I couldn't go over that. So I had to make sure that I got everything I needed for dinner without going over my $20 limit. What are some skills I might need to make sure that I don't go over my limit? Before I checked out, one of the first things I did was round each item to reasonable cost. So if it was $4.50, I rounded it up to $5. Then I added everything using mental math. I also had to compare prices and understand the decimal values. I wanted to make sure I got the best deals. I also had to know how to add and subtract with money. That way I knew how much change I was supposed to get back from the cashier. Math really is everywhere. So after I got back home from grocery shopping, I had to get ready to start cooking. I wanted to make sure I had a delicious home-cooked dinner for my family coming over to visit. While getting dinner ready, I decided, I want to bake a cake. As I started getting everything ready to start baking, I wanted to make sure I grabbed the correct form of measurement. Why would it be important to make sure that I had the right form of measurement? Did y'all come up with some really great reasons why? Well, see, if I use the wrong form of measurement, my cake could come out a flop. I also had to make sure I used the right form of measurement for time, or my cake could turn into a crisp. Even my temperature had to be set in the correct form. So not only am I going to have to measure ingredients, I'm also going to have to measure time and temperature. Measurement really is very important for us to use every day. Ask your parents or family members how they use math every day, and I bet they'll tell you many ways they use math. For example, telling time and balancing a checkbook, paying bills, and buying a car require math too. Math is all around us. Before we end today, I want you to think about how we use math every day. Math is really all around us. Thank you for listening to Mathematics in the Real World with Ms. Cole. Signing off.